This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, October 8th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump offers alternatives to USMCA rewrite. WIC getting funding extension, and furloughed workers could get no back pay. Trump leaves door open to alternate USMCA arrangements. President Donald Trump says U.S., Canada, and Mexico could renegotiate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, also known as USMCA, or do different deals. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office with visiting Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Trump reiterated his trade concerns with Canada, including high out-of-quota dairy tariffs. Canada was charging us very high tariffs on our agricultural things, Trump said. USMCA is up for review next year when the three nations will decide whether to extend the deal, reform it, or let it expire. We can renegotiate it, and that would be good, or we could just do different deals, Trump said. We might make deals that are better for the individual countries. Both the U.S. and Canada agreed to continue trade and tariff discussions. Canadian Minister Dominic LeBlanc said after the Tuesday meeting between the U.S. and Canadian officials, efforts will be focused to, quote, quickly land deals on existing steel, aluminum, and energy tariffs, he noted. Now, take note, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer said last week that he expects one-on-one conversations will form a significant part of USMCA review talks. The U.S.-Canada relationship is so different from the U.S.-Mexico relationship in so many ways, he told Maria Bartiromo at the Economic Club in New York. WIC getting funding extension. The White House is using tariff revenue to keep the Women, Infants, and Children Food Assistance Program, or WIC, from running out of money due to the government shutdown. The Democrats are so cruel in their continual votes to shut down the government that they forced the WIC program for the most vulnerable women and children to run out this week, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said in a post on X yesterday. Thankfully, President Trump and the White House have identified a creative solution to transfer resources from Section 232 tariff revenue to this critical program. Georgia Michelle, National WIC Association President and CEO, welcomed the new funding but said families need long-term stability, not short-term uncertainty. We still don't know how much funding this measure provides, how quickly states will receive it, or how long it will sustain operations. Administration signals it may not pay furloughed workers. Furloughed federal workers aren't automatically entitled to back pay when the government reopens, the Office of Management and Budget's top lawyers say. In a memo reported by numerous news outlets and made available by the Washington Post, OMB General Counsel Mark Paulotta said according to a 2019 law, any funding bill ending a shutdown must specify that furloughed workers get back pay. The government does not incur obligations for furloughed employees' salaries because they are not performing services for the government while furloughed, Paulotta said in a memo. About 750,000 federal workers are furloughed, including approximately 42,000 employees at USDA, about half of the department's workforce. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Two more USDA nominees get Senate okay. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is adding to her team The Senate yesterday confirmed Devon Westhill as the Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights. Michael Boren is Under Secretary for Natural Resources. Boren will oversee the Forest Service in his new role. Free Trade Group used targeted tariff relief to ease input prices. In the wake of Secretary Rollins' announcement of a joint USDA Justice Department effort to scrutinize farm input costs, a farm trade group is asking why officials won't look at their own tariff policy. Ryan Kuhl, executive director of Farmers for Free Trade, said yesterday that the tariff conflicts of Trump's first term help raise input costs and that new tariffs will do the same. Any effort to lower costs for farmers, he argued, should include targeted tariff reductions for farmers. We should definitely be looking to reduce tariffs on farm inputs, Kuhl said, including fertilizer, farm equipment and parts, and steel and aluminum products. Grain bins or cattle guards or fencing, all of those are steel and aluminum-intensive products, he added. Farmers for Free Trade event in Michigan was part of a 14-state, 2,500-mile tour across the U.S. to host discussions on trade agreements and opportunities. The Motorcade for Trade will end in Washington, D.C. in November. Pesticide Advisory Committee won't meet in November. The Pesticide Program Dialogue Committee, or PPDC, won't meet next month as scheduled, EPA said yesterday. While undergoing its biennial review required by law, the charter for PPDC has temporarily expired as the agency makes some minor adjustments, the agency's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention said in an update. The PPDC includes a mix of pesticide stakeholders, including representatives from grower, farm worker, and environmental groups. The last meeting was June. EPA said it would schedule a meeting sometime after it finishes changing the charter. Farmers and food companies backing state animal welfare laws create a new group. The American Meat Producers Association, or AMPA, which represents food companies and farmers supporting state animal welfare laws, will launch today at an event in Washington. About 200 hog farmers, meat companies, and retailers from 30 states holding a press conference at the National Press Club, followed by a tractor and truck demonstration at the Capitol on tomorrow. They're tired of not having a seat at the table, and policymakers only listening to some special interest groups and not listening to them, American Meat Producers Association President Holly Weiss told AgriPulse. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania supporting addressing Proposition 12, which requires that pork sold in California not come from pigs raised in gestation crates. The National Pork Producers Council, the nation's largest group representing pork producers, also supports a Prop 12 legislative fix. Inaugural AMPA members include True Story Foods, Butcher Box, Purdue Farms, and Nyman Ranch. AMPA says repealing state standards would devastate small farms who have invested in crate-free systems, remove consumer choice, and reverse progress toward humane farming practices. Here's today's final word. This notion that if we just deal with short-term pain, we'll have long-term gain, I think is fundamentally flawed. If we don't do this right, we can lose markets forever and we can find ourselves in a much weakened competitive position and there's not a long-term gain. That's Brian Kuhl, Executive Director of Farmers for Free Trade on Trump's agricultural trade policy. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, October 8th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.